Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Tony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
Mark. F-ing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell.
Because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one
exactly. So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't know if your parents are still alive, but if you have like 75-year-old parents and they've been married for 60 years, 50 years, whatever. Let's say your parents are 78. They've been married for 55 years. And they call you one day and they say, we're getting a divorce. We just kind of had it with each other. That's it. And your reaction would be like, why now? You guys are in your late 70s. What are you, like, What are you going to date? You're going to go on Tinder? Like, you've come this far. Why not just hit the finish line together? And that's how I feel that way about Brady. I'm like, why now? It's been 20 years. You have a chance to have one of the all-time iconic drafted by a team, finish your career with a team thing. Didn't you watch the reaction with Kobe in Los Angeles? How much he meant to people here because he stayed here the whole time and he settled here and all the connections he had. Like, what is better than that for a legacy? You're going to go to Tampa. You're going to play for Bruce Arians. You're going to play, have a bunch of 75-year-olds in the stands and a team with no history. Like, how do you do this? How is this how your career ends? I just don't get it.
Wow, somebody's really salty and a little butthurt. I guess that'd be Bill Simmons, man. I mean, hey, listen. He's in a better position to win there than he was up here. That's another thing that you cannot... I see where he's coming from, though. I get it. I remember Michael Jordan on the Wizards and Patrick Ewing on the Seattle Supersonics and Emmitt Smith on the Cardinals and Wayne Gretzky on the St. Louis Blues and then the New York Rangers. I remember it. It was bad. It was really bad. But Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl with Denver. Went to two of them. Kurt Warner went to a Super Bowl with Arizona when it looked like his career was. So Brady can do something here. He can get it done. Now, I understand where Simmons is coming from, but and he goes on. He goes on to talk about athletes who retire and they wish they regretted afterwards.
Just name me one great athlete who really looks back like, oh, man, like MJ, like, oh, man, those last 2 years on the Wizards. Thank God I did that. You know, it's like Favre, like, oh, man, that last Vikings year after we almost made the NFC title game when I got the crap kicked out of me and we went like 5-11. That was awesome. I'm so glad that happened. Like, this always ends badly. And I think he's just going to keep going until this ends badly, until he has the same season that Peyton Manning had, when Peyton Manning had 9 TDs and 17 interceptions. And people are wondering if Brock Osweiler should take his job. Like, is that how Brady wants this to end? I guess it is.
Now, Manning did win a Super Bowl at the end there when he lost his job that season at one point to Brock Osweiler. But they won because of the defense. The defense won that. They carried Peyton Manning to that Super Bowl win. I understand it's a tough thing, but Bill didn't want him here. And Tom didn't want to be in a place where he gave his blood, sweat, tears, livelihood, sacrificed millions and millions of dollars for the betterment of this franchise to win six Super Bowls. He didn't want to be here anymore and be in a place where he wasn't respected or appreciated. So that part I also get. But the one thing that I'll take is that I keep looking back and it's like, God, you can't. And I want to know, are you one of those people? I told my mother to stop doing this. Stop watching the news where it's all Corona coverage. Come to sports talk radio as an escape. Because it's got to be stir crazy. It's got to drive you stir crazy. Yep, we're all going to die. The apocalypse is upon us. It's bad. Listen, we know right now we're in the worst place we've ever been as a society in terms of living and dying. Okay? It's never been worse than it is right now. I don't need to be constantly reminded of it over and over and over again on a daily to hourly basis. It's completely counterproductive to everything that you're trying to do if you're trying to accomplish something. It's just not good. So be careful on how much Corona coverage that it's weird. I remember 3 weeks ago, prior to this thing, or about a month ago, prior to this thing really blowing up the way it has been, and I remember I asked the question, are you more concerned? This was like a month ago. So this was before where it really, really took over and just stifled the world of sports and everything that we're doing right now in this world. And I said, what are you more afraid of? The coronavirus or Tom Brady leaving the Patriots? And most people, I think all people, said Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. I'd like to think that's changed now. Because now that Brady's gone, this is now a life and death situation. It's just weird. I you know what? When, you know, where our world changed after 9/11, you knew we would get back to some semblance of normalcy thereafter, and we did. But this one, this time, I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I really don't. I really don't. I just don't know. I think that the world that we're living in, the world that we knew, is changed forever. And it's never going to get back to the way it used to be. And some people are even saying now that we're not going to get a vaccine for maybe a year and a half from now. Can you imagine that? Oh. I just think if we get to the NFL draft in 3 weeks and the NHL and NBA are still not playing now, maybe the NBA is going to find a way to play all their games in Vegas. Okay, maybe that's going to happen. But there's also something that LeBron James said that he's not comfortable with playing all the games in Vegas and being away from his family. Now, LeBron James can do that. He has the right to do that. But therein lies a guy who really hit the MVP button again this year and is on the precipice of winning his fourth title in his career and is now considering not playing because he doesn't want to finish the season and play all the games in Vegas. Do you know what Michael Jordan would do if you sequestered the NBA and put all the games and the teams in a hotel at the MGM Grand in Vegas? Do you know what Michael Jordan would do? Michael Jordan would go for your jugular vein. Because that's what Michael Jordan does to win another title. And maybe LeBron's just saying that now, but don't be like baseball. We're not going to play any games in front of empty stadiums and empty ballparks. Well, guess what? Then you're not going to play, period. So there's that. You won't be playing at all. There won't be a baseball season if you want to do that. I just go back to this. Imagine if you dropped your friend off to the airport 3 weeks ago, right before this whole thing started. Okay? Just say you like a month ago, 3 weeks, a month ago. And they come back. They've had no connection to the outside world. They've been on some tropical island. They just like, I'm going to be completely detached from society. I don't want anyone contacting me. I'm not going to check my voicemail. I'm not going to check my text message. I'm not going to check my email. And they come back and they come back to this. Could you imagine the stunned disbelief that they would be in coming back to the world that we are living in right now? Oh, by the way, Tom Brady's gone too. So there's that. To add to the coronavirus, people dying, can't go to takeout restaurants, got to stay 6 feet away from people. Every store that's non-essential is shut down, including Best Buy, Dick's Sporting Goods, Nordstrom, Macy's, you name it, except for Shaw's Star Market and all the other grocery stores out there. McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. But the world has stopped as you knew it. I'd be like, what the hell happened here? All right, back to the phone. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Scott, who's up in Weymouth. What's up, Scott?
What's up? Let me preface my call by saying I've been drinking all day. Is that all right with you?
Yes, as long as you don't swear.
I'm going to swear on the Ask Greg Hill. I've been calling him for 4 years.
Okay.
Never. All right, here we go. Hey, we're going to cut through 3 points in 48 seconds. You ready?
Oh, I love it. Go.
I can't believe the NHL is considering awarding the Stanley Cup to the team with the most points. That's disgusting. And yes, that's the Boston Bruins.
I agree.
I would rather not get...
Right. By the way, Scott, let me also interrupt your 48-second thing.
You shouldn't interrupt.
No. Let me tell you this, though. I hope that we don't recognize and celebrate that crap either.
That would be an abortion and disgusting. I'd rather go without. There's a line from one of my favorite bands. It says, "When Alice in Chains, when it's all worn out, I'd rather go without. I'd rather them just cancel the season." Hey, Mark, we're only down to 2 points. Give me 30 seconds.
Okay.
The real team, and this is to all the hockey fans out there, true hockey fans, the real shame is Connor McDavid on the Edmonton Oilers, who is literally, I'm calling him top five of all time at this point. He's 22 years old. He's led the league in scoring twice already on a last place team. Edmonton finally has a good team with Leon Draisaitl.
Yep.
They were about to make a run. And you know what? What a shame, because it would have been fun to see him. Good point, Mark. Gretzky, LA Kings, or Chicago, Jordan, they all tend to leave. Brady, obviously, I'm prefacing. Why do they all leave at the end of their career? Think about it real quick. I'm closing right now. Gretzky went to the LA Kings. Bobby Orr, Chicago Blackhawks. Michael Jordan, Washington Wizards. Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Isn't it wild? Why can't they finish their career in the town that made them? I don't get it. Mark, boom, it's on you. Let me hear your rebuttal on that.
Okay, Scott, I'm with you, number one, on the Bruins. If the Bruins are awarded the Stanley Cup this year because of some stupid bylaw in the NHL rulebook, I'm not going to recognize it and I'm not going to celebrate it. And nor do I think anybody else out there should either. That's something that Orlando or Portland or some minor league sports town would do. That's not Boston. Do not celebrate that. No, Connor McDavid's not one of the top five players in NHL history. All right. He might be when it's all said and done, but he's not better than Wayne Gretzky. He's not better than Bobby Orr. He's not better than Mario Lemieux. He's not better than Gordie Howe. I just gave you four right there. And I don't think yet you can put him over Ovechkin. There's five. So he's not a top five player. Okay. And I also believe that this thing that we're going through right now, like, here's the worst part. It's only going to get even much worse before it starts to get better. That's the thing that we all have to be concerned with more than anything here. it's all like, it's just unfreaking believable. You know? Like, has anybody been to a grocery store recently? Have you gone into a grocery store and have you seen, like, going in there right now is like going in a nuclear radioactive laboratory? Everybody's wearing masks, gloves. Some people are wearing like eye goggles. It's incredible. Like, it's just unfreaking believable now. The entire world has changed. Everything has changed. And maybe Amazon's going to rule the world, that maybe eventually there are going to be no more brick and mortar grocery stores, and that you're going to only have to go through Amazon then. I don't know. But I have a feeling that, you know, this is, oh my God, look what it's done to so many things. Casinos, retail, restaurant, dining out, movie theaters, you name it. I got to imagine bars, Uber and Lyft. This whole thing is just, it's nuts. But I'm telling you, stay away from the corona coverage too much. If you want to watch the news every night, that's fine. I can't fault you for that. You want to see what the latest numbers are, because they always seem to go up. But don't have it on all day in the background where you just become so like a zombie for the coronavirus. It's just very unhealthy. Because this is the most depressing time that I've ever seen in my entire life in this country, is what we're going through right now. And I'm not going out on a limb by saying that either. It sucks. Like I said, if you had a friend who's been gone and completely disconnected from all of society in some third world isolated island for the last 3 weeks to a month, and they come back, just imagine them getting adjusted to what we have done over the course of the last 3 weeks. Just imagine how tough that is for them. And you're like, wait a second, I can't just go to the mall now? There's no stores open? Nope. Grocery stores, gas stations, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, pet stores are open. I think pet stores are open a certain amount of hours now. So I think that's it. That's all you got right now, which is why I'm hoping, as I'm on a waiting list to get a puppy, that I can get one sooner. They're like, well, we have a litter coming out in the fall. I'm like, no, I kind of want to get one now.
Like, I know that animal shelters have been just clearing out. People have been clearing out the animal shelters.
Yeah, I can believe it. No kidding.
Yeah, there's a few in Massachusetts that were completely emptied out.
Wow. So people were getting on me, adopt, don't shop. But I'm like, hey, I just want the dog that I want, and I want to make sure it's completely healthy and, you know, comes with all its tests. But no, I talked to the breeder this week, and she goes, well, I thought maybe my business would be hurt. Instead, everyone's like, now's the time I can get a puppy. Oh, man. I got to get this puppy so bad. Oh, I got to get one.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to drink and whatnot, you're stuck at home, puppy's the best way to go. Puppy, kitten, pets.
Yeah, right? Here's a text. I just got in the text line. I've lived in the White Mountains of New Hampshire for the last 7 years. Locals are begging for second homeowners to stay in Mass, please. Our local hospital has 25 beds total, so stay in the city. It was your choice to live there. Stop the spread over there would be good. Someone else texted, oh my God, Disney World is closed down. WTF, man. Yeah? Oh, dude, it's real. Like, I was supposed to go down to Florida 3 days ago. Down this week for WrestleMania. Tonight I was supposed to be at SmackDown at the Amalie Arena. Last night I was supposed to be at the Hall of Fame ceremony. And Sunday I was supposed to be at WrestleMania. Not going to happen. Just not going to happen, just due to the fact that this is the world that we're living in right now. Plain and simple. It sucks. But what are you going to do? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jeff in Manchester. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Mark. I just wanted to ask you, you know, Brady's got this upcoming interview with Howard Stern. You know, he it's a far departure from his typical like Western.
When is that interview coming up? When is it coming?
I think it's the 12th or the 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And my thing is, you know, Howard Stern, you know, obviously, you know, king of all media, supposedly he's known for asking things outside of the box. I just don't want to know what kind of look we're going to get inside of the mind of Tom Brady. Is there going to be any Belichick questions?
Listen, the one thing you know, Howard does not pull punches. He's going to ask him about Belichick. He's going to ask him about everything. Trust me, everything. Oh, yeah.
And I want to hear more about this pitch that Tom Brady supposedly made to Tampa Bay and Bruce Arians. It's kind of funny to me because as you started seeing teams through free agency sort of kind of fall off and say that they weren't going to go after Tom Brady, the Tennessee Titans and some of the other teams, it was almost as if we were all thinking that there could be a possibility for Tom to come back to New England for no other reason than he just had no options and he was going to have to lower price and kind of come back with a tail between his legs. So I want to hear more about that pitch that he made.
Well, according to Jason Light, he was on Get Up this week with Mike Greenberg on ESPN, and he said that when they talked to Tom Brady, instead of them giving their sales pitch to Tom Brady, he was the one who gave it to them. And here's what he had to say, Jeff.
As soon as Wednesday rolled around and we were able to talk to Tom Brady, we had a great conversation, Bruce and I. We talked to him for over an hour and a half, and he made it clear in the conversation that he was very, very interested. It was almost like a recruitment on his part, telling us why it would make sense for him to come to Tampa Bay. And the following day, we signed him, but it was at that phone call that we realized that we felt like, you know, we had him.
And does he go on to keep saying that he pitched? Keep it going, because he talks about being pitched. Saying that Brady was the one who pitched them, not the other way around. They didn't pitch him.
Yeah, I mean, the way that I see that is, you know, is do you really realistically think, and as soon as Tampa Bay started to gain steam, people started to say that couldn't be a possibility. Even though Bruce Arians has worked with Peyton Manning and he's worked with great offenses before, he throws the long ball. There's no way Tom Brady would go down to Tampa Bay. And as, again, teams started to fall off, we all started to realize that maybe his options were, and he started to see his options were limited. So was the pitch by design from him just out of necessity because he felt that was the last team he could go to?
Could be.
That's what I see.
I mean, Jeff could be, but he also knew that if he was going to get paid what he wanted, which was 25, the Drew Brees deal, Tampa was pretty much at that juncture probably the only team that was willing to do it.
Yeah, I just can't wait for this interview. And I just want to say one last thing. My brother Colton got accepted into Thomas College on a crack scholarship this week to Maine. I know this whole COVID-19 thing has kind of got everybody held strong to their homes and confined. But, you know, we will be all right. We will get through it. You just got to remain, you know, in your homes and only going out for essential purposes. Health and happiness to you and yours, and hopefully you stay
all right.
There.
Yeah, well, congratulations to your brother too. Thanks for the phone call. That's cool. Good job. Track scholarship, very nice. Good luck to him and his future. All right, 617-779-7937. The Brady interviews this Tuesday, the 7th. This Tuesday, the Brady interview on Howard Stern. Wow. So that will probably. I'm off Monday, so Tuesday we'll be getting clips from that one. That will be utterly amazing to hear that. I want to hear Brady. I don't think he's ever done Howard Stern. I don't think he's ever done him at all, the Howard Stern show. So I can't wait to hear that. If you're the Patriots, I say get rid of Edelman. I'm done with him. I'm tired of his act. He's a star for attention. And I'm done. What do you think? Do you want to rebuild this thing? 617-779-7937. Now it's time for trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, the NFL Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Alan Sills, said widespread testing would have to be available before the reopening of the league could even be considered. Quote, as long as we're still in a place where when a single individual tests positive for the virus, that you have to quarantine every single person who was in contact with them in any shape, form, or fashion, then I don't think you can begin to think about reopening a team sport. The NBA is proposing to the NBA Players Association that players take a 50% paycheck reduction beginning April 15th. I'm all for that. Of course, the NBA Players Association is fighting it, and they want to only do a 25% reduction. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan will be inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame 2020 class. Brady Week on WEI brought to you by Sam Adams, celebrating Brady's 20 years here in New England. Your calls next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
All right, 11:31 back here on Mark After Dark. Don't forget, tomorrow I'll be on 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Andy Hart, Mark and Hart, and we will have a very special guest joining us tomorrow in the final hour of the show. The greatest play-by-play announcer in wrestling history, Jim Ross, will join us tomorrow on Mark and Hart, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So programming note there. Don't miss that. To the phone, 617-779-7937. Appreciate everybody who held. And who are currently still holding. Patience is a virtue that I do appreciate. Tony's up next in Rhode Island. Hello, Tony.
How's it going, Mark? Buddy, how are you doing tonight,
Mark? Good. How are you, Tony?
Hanging in there. So Brady's going to be on Howard Stern, but he made a mistake. He should go on your show because you had a great show. He should go on your show.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, see, that would give Tampa Bay, TB12, because you know the area. He should go on with you. I mean, that's
what yeah, you know what? You're not wrong, Tony. Yeah, I do know it better than anybody here, that's for sure.
You can give him a tour and the places to go and stay away from. You can give him a lot of pointers, I'm sure, Mark. That'd be good radio.
I would love that. I would love that, Tony.
See, I'm on your corner. You do a great job. I tell it like it is, my friend. You only can be honest and tell it like it is, right?
I try to.
So you're sick of number 11. It sounds like you want him to know.
Tony, I'm sick of his act. I'm sick of just the... He's too much of a social media whore. Like, just for lack of a better... He's just a star for attention social media whore. And I just get tired of it. I don't... You know, I don't need it anymore. I don't want it. I want, Rex Ryan can say what he wants about Amari Cooper. Like, you could say what you want about a lot of other guys. You know, one of my favorite players in sports is Kawhi Leonard of the LA Clippers, Tony. You know why? Because he doesn't have a Twitter account. He doesn't have an Instagram account. He's old school. He just wants to win titles and take your heart out. That's it.
Okay.
You know, he's the anti-Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman is just like... star for attention whore that, like, oh my God.
Like I said, the big question is how he's going to work with the new quarterback. You're right. He's very close to Tom, and it's going to be an adjustment for him. Does he want to be a part of it? And you're going to have to watch that. If he stays, he has to work with a new quarterback, whoever that is. And if he doesn't get the ball, he's going to be mad. There's other guys on the team, and he has to understand that.
Right, exactly, exactly, Tony. But would you, do you want to get rid of him as well?
Yeah, I think it'll be both parties because of that reason, Mark. Because the more you think about it, it could be bad whoever the quarterback is, whoever takes over. Like I said, we all know he was tight with Brady, but now it's going to be the adjustment, and he might not like that, and it could bring on the team. You don't want bad chemistry.
No.
That's what I'm worried about. Does that make sense at all?
Very much so. Very much so, Tony. Always appreciate. Don't forget, I'll be on the next 2 days, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Mark and Hart, and then Sunday by myself, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So make sure you listen and call then too, Tony. Thank you.
I'm always listening. I'll try to call anybody. You're the best.
All right, Tony. Thanks, man. We got a lot of love in Rhode Island. My next is one of our top callers, Mike in North Providence. Mike, good Friday night to you.
Happy Friday to you as well, Mark.
Yeah.
With the regards to, first off, with Tom going on Howard, I'm going to tell you, he better be ready to actually be honest with him.
Oh, options. Yeah.
You either tell him the truth or he blows you up as a fraud.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And he is outstanding at it. So celebrities who go on there, I mean, a lot of them go on there. It's like they know, you know what? I might as well just be ready to answer truthfully anything this guy tells me.
Hey, Mike, he asked, let's just say, Vince McMahon's daughter, Stephanie, about her private parts and what is the maintenance down there?
But sometimes he'll say stuff just to kind of shock, but he extracts.
Oh my God.
That you would never think people would admit to.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
So if he thinks he's going to go on there and pull like a Patriots press conference.
Yeah.
And, with regards to the team, one of the things I'm going to be interested this year is to see what the offense looks like with somebody like Stidham. Just due to his mobility, that the fact that they can, Tom is what he is, the greatest quarterback in the history of the league, but he's not mobile. You don't have designed rollouts with Tom, or very few of them. You don't have run pass option or anything like that. And one of the things that, was a problem last year is, they could cover all the wide receivers and not have to worry about him running anywhere. Whereas Stidham, if you pull that with Stidham, he'll just take off for 20 yards.
No, he has that kind of speed. He has that ability to take off and run. He does. He definitely does.
And it's going to be interesting to see what Belichick and especially McDaniels are able to do with that, because that's a check mark in their favor. You can't expect this guy to have the knowledge of defenses, and have the ability to spread the ball around that Tom does at this point. But at the same time, there are dimensions to the game that he'll offer. I think more on the lines of like what Aaron Rodgers does, where you can change the geometry of the field, and especially for somebody like N'Keal Harry, it's kind of sometimes it was just a matter of just playing football. Like with Tom, it's like you have to be at point X at 3.4 seconds after the snap, whereas in a scenario like this, maybe he can kind of make it happen on the fly just by playing football almost like in the backyard together, which is what young players do well.
Yeah, are you okay with getting rid of Edelman as well?
Yeah, well, we talked about this.
Okay.
I want to move Edelman out primarily just due to the fact that I think this window's closed. Let him go somewhere else. And I think N'Keal is better served in the slot, being like a hybrid tight end slot receiver.
So. Sure. No,
remember, it's a power running. They want power running, so you want that size.
Right.
And he offers that size in the blocking.
Right. No, I agree. And here's the thing now, too, for the Patriots, you can't F up this draft, man. You cannot F this thing up. You have to pretty much be nearly flawless. You want to mess up in the back in the sixth or seventh round, but you can't mess up in the first three rounds, even though right now they don't have a second round pick. Hopefully that will change, Mike. But you can't mess this thing up the way Belichick has done the last 5 years. You can't.
Well, he hasn't messed the whole drafts up. It's been a little weak in the top two rounds, but he's been really good in the middle parts of the drafts.
Yeah, I mean, Tooney was a great pick. Okay, I'm okay with that.
And Trey Flowers and Zach Mason and guys like that. So he's had success. It's just not as much out of the top two as you want, and he's due for one a big draft. So let's see what happens.
You got it, Mike. Thanks, man. Appreciate your phone call. 617-779-7937. What's the thing that just got you that you are most annoyed about with the coronavirus going on right now? The thing that just really sort of draws your ire and pisses you off. Like, what is the thing for you that you just can't take, that just makes you so mad? What is it? I for me, it's just waking up every day and my phone, before I even open my both my eyes completely, it's just new update. 3,964 confirmed cases and, 864 deaths. It's like, oh, no, not again. Really? Come on, man. I don't like that at all. I'm not a fan of that at all. You get tired of it. I'm already sick and tired of it. We've got, and I know somebody on the text line hates hearing that part. I'm quoting Dr. Fauci, who said that we're not even at halftime yet about this virus. And he goes, we're not even at halftime yet. So I'm not the one saying it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, I'm quoting medical professionals and scientists. I'm quoting those people because they're the ones that I'm going to take. I'm going to defer to them on everything. But it does suck, man. Oh, does it suck? I mean, this whole thing is just is an absolute total nightmare. And I have a feeling here's one of the things from a sports standpoint. Other than the NBA trying to salvage this thing in Vegas, there's a part of me that believes that NBA and NHL won't have a postseason. Neither one of them will when it comes down to it. And I'm just going by what the doctor with the NFL said. Quote, Alan Sills, as long as we're still in a place where when a single individual tests positive for the virus that you have to quarantine every single person who was in contact with them in any shape, form, or fashion, then I don't think you can begin to think about reopening a team sport. Wow. What do you think about that one, folks? That is not good. At all. All right. We'll get to, we got one more segment to go. Then I'm going to go home and get a nap and come right back in here 9 hours later. So final segment, you want to get in, rapid fire. Let's do it. 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
And what we need to do is that we got to play a full court press. I mean, we can't let them get the ball on the ground to dribble. We just got to be all over them. I mean, that's what we really got to do, because that's the only tool we have right now. And the game, we're not even at halftime, Coach K. You know, I mean, we're just fighting it out. And then what would be really nice to continue the analogy is that if we can just hold our own, and then when we get back in the second half, just come out like blazing. And that's what we really need to do. Otherwise, that this stuff is going to really, really be very harmful to us as a society.
Our dad was Dr. Fauci, who basically said that that we're not even at halftime yet. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's from a medical professional. So what does that tell you? We've got a ways to go. I would be surprised, if not shocked, if there are any sports playing in June or May. June, I'm not there yet, but May. May, I would be shocked. June, I would be surprised. I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening, and I think that we're all in a position right now where it's, I mean, listen, you know what I know. It's just hard to believe that it got to this, that, like, after, you know, that everything that we've gone through, this is where we're at right now. And it sucks. There's nothing worse than it. We are going through the toughest time in this country's history, in my lifetime, you know, and it's been, I mean, it's awful. Like, I don't even, I can't even imagine if this thing gets any worse at all whatsoever, but it might. And if it does, then guess what? You're going to have to all continue to quarantine. I mean, you know, I'm going to trust him, and I'm going to trust the doctor with the NFL who said that, you know, if one person gets it, then everybody else needs to also be quarantined. So it's going to continue. It sucks. I can't wait, though, for that Howard Stern interview coming up with Tom Brady on Tuesday. And that's weird, because Tom Brady would never, ever do something like the Howard Stern show before. That's not something that he would do, but now he's, I guess, deciding that now he's going to let his hair down a little bit with not having to worry about Bill. That this is something that he's into. So I'm like, hey, let's do it. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. So I love it. I think it's going to be fun. Now, for the New England Patriots, this draft is imperative. They need to get through everything. They need to, you cannot mess up this draft. Like, you have to, not only do you have to hit on the right player, but the right position for the right player as well is imperative. So there's a lot of things that you really need to account for going into this draft. And I am hoping that Bill Belichick will do his due diligence. Now, don't forget, he didn't have to worry about a Super Bowl. So none of that, you know, he didn't have to worry about with going well into February and having the parade and doing all that stuff. But this thing, it's got to get fixed, because this team, they might have made the playoffs last year, but you and I know that 12-4 record was a fluke. They weren't that good. And from my standpoint, yeah, I'm hoping to God that Bill gets it right. Because if he doesn't get it right now, you don't know what's coming next for this Patriots team, because this is going to set up the next crop. The first crop, you had Kevin Falk, Troy Brown, Deion Branch. You had all that. But now, this is for this crop, you've got to be able, like, you got to find out if N'Keal Harry's the guy. That's what you've got to do. And so I'm all in. I hope, you know, Bill is ready and that this thing is ready to go. Because I'll tell you, I don't want to see this thing continue. Because when you get beat in the first round in the wild card, that's a bad look, man. Especially for a franchise that has been the gold standard in pro sports, that everybody expects to contend. That's a bad, bad look. So I'm hoping that they're going to get this thing fixed. And now, coming up tomorrow, like I mentioned, with Andy Hart,
How about this? Fire Dr. Fauci. This is from the text line, not me. Fire Dr. Fauci. The world is soft. If a million die, I guess there have there been a number of this spring than the spring of 2019. I hope Dr. Fauci wears a NASA space suit the rest of his life. I don't want to live in a world like this. Wait a second. Your last comment, if a single person gets it, then that's not my comment. That was the doctor of the NFL. That was the doctor in the NFL said, your last comment, if a single person gets it, then we are not ready to have team sports. Don't you think that's a ridiculous outlook? Just listen to that statement. Mark, I beat esophagus and colon cancer in 2014 and 2016. If you die of cancer, does anyone really care? 24,000 people have died worldwide from the flu this year with 400,000 cases. Does anyone even know that? This whole coronavirus thing is over. Oh, God. The whole coronavirus thing is overblown, guy. Oh, Jesus. Don't even get me started on that. Don't even get me started on that. My God. Really? Is that where we're at now? Oh, God. I thought we'd gotten way past that. If you're at this stage and you think the coronavirus is a hoax, all I can say is may someone pray for you. Someone up out there pray for you, because this thing is not a hoax. Okay? This thing is dangerous and it's deadly. All right, thanks to Bridget and Will for producing the show tonight. I'll be back tomorrow with Andy Hart and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Mark and Hart. Have a great Friday night.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.